And on the screen show, it's time for the latest arts news with Claire Nichols. And Claire, those awards just keep on a-coming for Tony McNamara and Fiona Crombie.
They sure do. The Australian creatives have both won now BAFTA awards for their work on The Favourite. Tony McNamara for Best Screenplay. He shared that prize with co-writer Deborah Davis. And here he is at a press conference after the win.
Well, it certainly feels very good because it's, you know, everyone getting, you know, kudos for their hard work and everything they've done for the film. And so, and that we're all here together is kind of a great experience.
So what's tonight's celebrations going to entail? Can you tell us?
Well, we might have a drink.
Sure. Just the one.
Fiona Crombie shared her Best Production Design BAFTA with Alice Felton. And The Favourite, it just continued its strong award season run. It picked up a total of 7 BAFTAs, including Most Outstanding British Film, Best Supporting Actress for Rachel Weisz, Best Actress for Olivia Colman, who actually continued the drinking theme in her very charming acceptance speech.
Well, Nadia and Sandy and all of your teams, hi. We're having an amazing night, aren't we? We're going to get so pissed later.
Okay, probably only happened at the BAFTAs, or maybe not. Olivia Colman there. The Favourite did have a great night, but Roma won the biggest prize.
Yeah, you're right. The Best Film Prize went to the Alfonso Cuarón film. Roma also won Best Director, Best Cinematography and Best Film in a Foreign Language. So that race, Jason, between The Favourite and Roma continues to be really tight in the lead up to the Oscars. You might remember that both films have 10 Oscar nominations each. In the other BAFTA acting categories, Rami Malek won Best Lead Actor for Bohemian Rhapsody. Mahershala Ali won Best Supporting Actor for Green Book. So much the same there. The BAFTAs are the last big movie awards before the Oscars, which are now only 2 weeks away.
Right. Speaking of which, there's been some fresh controversy over the telecast.
Yeah, there was this huge backlash from the film industry after it was revealed that 4 prizes would be awarded during the ad breaks of the Oscars telecast. The Academy president, he sent an email to members saying that the prizes for makeup and hairstyling, live action shorts, cinematography and film editing would be presented in the commercial breaks. He did stress, though, that the acceptance speeches would be aired later in the broadcast. But as I said, a huge reaction to this online. Alfonso Cuarón tweeted, "In the history of cinema, masterpieces have existed without sound, without colour, without a story, without actors and without music. No one single film has ever existed without cinematography and without editing."
Indeed. It's been a big week for BAFTA winner Tony McNamara, who sold a TV project as well.
He has. The US streaming service Hulu has commissioned Tony's TV series, The Great. That's about the Russian Empress Catherine the Great.
It's going to start. I can see a theme here, but that's,
The Favourite, The Great. It's all a bit royal. Elle Fanning will play Catherine. It's described as an anti-historical ride through 18th century Russia. McNamara is the creator and the writer of the series, and he'll be an executive producer too.
Back in Australia, there's changes in store for the Australian Film, Television and Radio School, AFTIS.
AFTIS, yes. Actually, do you know Tony McNamara is a graduate of that school too? So he's kind of our bridging theme across arts news today. But it's been announced that the school's CEO, Neil Peplow, will leave the role in the middle of the year to return to London. He's been there for 3.5 years. He's overseen a lot of changes at AFTIS, including the reintroduction of discipline-specific Master of Arts degrees. And AFTIS will start the search for a new CEO immediately.
Well, filmmaker turned educator Bella Tarr is in retirement, but I know for the right price, he'd probably come out of retirement. I wonder who they'll pick. All right, finally, Claire, there's a big TV anniversary this week.
Yeah, happy birthday to Gardening Australia. It's celebrating 30 years on our screens and it has a big 90-minute special this weekend on Friday. Looking forward to that.
Yes, I am too. One of my favourite shows. Love a bit of gardening on the telly. Claire Nichols with Arts News there.